In this bulletin, the cap on international travel and border closures on the national cabinet agenda today, US President Donald Trump suggests people in North Carolina should vote twice in the upcoming election, and in sport, the Penrith Panthers are one step closer to securing the minor premiership. For the latest SBS News, I'm Jennifer Liu. Labor is pushing for the federal government to better support Australians stranded overseas ahead of National Cabinet today. The cap on international arrivals will be discussed, with only 4,000 people allowed into Australia each week. Thousands of Australians stuck abroad are desperate to come home, having been repeatedly bumped off flights or told they will have to fork out thousands of extra dollars on a business class seat. It is estimated 19,000 Australians have been unable to return. Anna Melos flew to the UK last year so her terminally ill partner could be with family. Ms. Melos told SBS she is finding it difficult to get home.
Although I booked a flight, I can't get on it. It's changed dates. It is the third date it's been on, and I'm due to fly on Saturday. But unless the government changes the international cap restrictions on Friday, you know, there's no way my flight can go into Melbourne, and there's no space to fly into any other city.
A federal inquiry has been launched into the Aboriginal flag to investigate concerns over copyright and licensing arrangements. It comes as Indigenous members of Parliament call on the government to investigate the issue. The review will examine who benefits from payments relating to the flag's use and reproduction of its image. The opposition's Linda Burney says the flag cannot be held hostage.
The Aboriginal flag is the one symbol that unites all Aboriginal people in our diversity across the nation. But the flag cannot be held hostage by a company that is about profit.
The artist who designed the flag in 1971, Harold Thomas, granted exclusive licensing rights to clothing company Wham Clothing. A defence analyst has cast doubt on Russia's claim that no nerve agents were used on a Russian politician suspected of being poisoned. It comes after German tests revealed opposition figure Alexei Navalny had been poisoned with a Soviet-developed Novichok nerve agent. Moscow-based analyst Pavel Fagenhauer says Russia has denied any nerve agents were detected in its own testing of Mr. Navalny's samples.
Maybe that was politically motivated result. Because in Moscow they have the equipment and they should have seen it. So now the Russian line of defense is that Navalny had no Novichok, that Novichok appeared only in Germany, and that should imply that the Germans poisoned him with Novichok when he arrived in Berlin, which is rather ridiculous.
But Mr. Fagenhauer is not ruling out the possibility a Russian state laboratory may have sold the deadly chemical to a non-state actor. US President Donald Trump has suggested that people in North Carolina should vote twice in November's election, even though that is a crime. Mr. Trump wants people to vote once in person and once by mail to test out the postal system and to make sure the vote is counted.
On your ballots, if you get the unsolicited ballots, send it in and then go make sure it's counted. And if it doesn't tabulate, you vote. You just vote. And then if they tabulate it very late, which they shouldn't be doing, they'll see you voted and so it won't count. You can't let them take your vote away. These people are playing dirty politics.
North Carolina Attorney General Josh Steen condemned the remarks, saying that Trump had outrageously encouraged people in the state to break the law to help him sow chaos in the election. A spokesperson from the White House later clarified that the president was not meaning to encourage unlawful behavior. Rescue crews in Lebanon say support dogs have detected signs of life beneath the rubble 1 month since the deadly blast in Beirut. The explosion at a port last month killed almost 200 people and injured thousands of others, causing widespread damage. The Lebanese government quit in the aftermath of the disaster, and residents have been pushing for reforms. Pope Francis has led the prayers for Lebanon 1 month after the tragedy. The Lebanese army has also found more than 4 tons of ammonium nitrate near the Beirut port outside an entrance. In NRL, the Penrith Panthers have continued their campaign towards the minor premiership with a 25-12 victory over the Brisbane Broncos. The win secured their 12th win in a row. The Panthers' winning streak of 12 equals the Roosters and Melbourne Storm and has only been bettered by the Cronulla Sharks with 15 consecutive wins and the Bulldogs of 2002 who won 17 in a row. The loss for Brisbane made them the first team in the club's history to lose 14 games in a season and the first to lose 8 regular season matches in a row. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, possible shower, 21 degrees. Adelaide, shower 2, 18. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 17. Hobart, late shower 2, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 17. Wollongong, shower 2, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, late shower 2, 26. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, possible shower, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 35. Jennifer Liu, this is SBS News.